This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nothing is sure but this brand new tattoo.
Help me welcome back to the program, Norm Leahy. He joins us live on the long line. He is with Tersham Quids, one of the most well-known and well-respected political bloggers here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Tersham Quids, check it out online, TERTIUMQUIDS.org, TershamQuids.org. Norman, how are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good, Coy. How are things? Aside from the horrible traffic, that is.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Every afternoon now we've had something go on 64. I'm not quite sure what it is, but at least that's better than 29 North. It happens there as well. Norm, remind the good folks, what is Tersham Quids and the good work that y'all do?
Tersham Quids is a public advocacy organization. We work on the right side of things, mainly on property rights, taxes, school choice. The name comes from a group started by John Randolph of Roanoke, whom Virginia history buffs may recall. He was one of Mr. Jefferson's allies and then turned into one of his biggest foes. And he formed the Tersham Quids when he thought Jefferson was straying from the revolutionary roots of this country. And that's what we kind of do today as well.
So we have a lot we want to talk about, but first let's get to the big news that's going on this week in Virginia politics, and that is the fate of Delegate Phil Hamilton. We spoke with Bob Holsworth on Monday when everything was just breaking that Hamilton had released some email communication that he had had with a community college down there in Tidewater, and it looked like, I don't want to convict the guy in the press here, but it looks like he was asking for a job. I can get you some money, some public money out of Richmond, but I want a job after I do that.
Well, and if you read the emails, then that's pretty much exactly what it looks like, and it looks very bad for Hamilton. And it's one of these things that it got out there. He at first said, I don't know anything about this. I don't know what the people are talking about. And then the emails did come out in the press, and it was sort of the, those emails. Oh, okay. gosh, I forgot all about that. Well, yeah, I did. But he owned up to it. A lot of these people say it wasn't my fault. Mistakes were made by whom, we don't know. But he owned up to it. But then almost immediately, Democrat Steve Shannon, who's running for Attorney General, called for Hamilton to resign. And then very quickly, that was followed by Cree Deeds, and then Jody Wagner. Somebody found Jody Wagner, prompted her, and she called for it too. And the Republicans sort of were hemming and hawing, oh gosh, we're disappointed, this looks bad, we're disappointed in Phil. Once the thing started to get rolling on the Democratic side, Bob McDonnell, Bill Bowling, Pat Mullins all came out and said, Phil, we've known you forever, you're a great guy, you need to go. The only one who didn't was Ken Cuccinelli. And surprisingly, too, Tim Kaine came to Hamilton's defense as well, saying maybe we should leave this up to his voters. The election's not that far away. Let them have the final say on things.
Yeah, Cuccinelli, by the way, for folks who don't know, is a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, but the Republican nominee for Attorney General this year.
Yeah, he's a state senator.
A state senator. I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
Come on, Coy. You know that senators don't mix with delegates.
Right. We're talking with Norm Leahy of TershamQuids.org. And they announced on Monday, Norm, that they were going to do an ethical inquiry, which at first glance, often in politics, that can serve as a firewall against any future problems and sort of delay any type of reaction. And perhaps everything would be fine. We'll look into it. We'll do an inquiry. But right on the heels of that, McDonnell and Bowling and Pat Mullins with the RPV came out and said, nope, he's got to go. Ethical inquiry or not, it's just too damning. Those emails are very clear what he was doing.
Right. And you're exactly right about ethics inquiries. They're usually a way to either send an issue off to die quietly and everybody forgets about it, or to slow row the thing through the process, and then after all of the hubbub's died down, oh, okay, you did a bad thing, here's your slap on the wrist.
Right, right.
I don't think that was saleable, and especially because we are getting closer to the election, and the Democrats really did need sort of a galvanizing issue. They've tried several up to now, and ethics is always a good one, especially when you've got somebody on the other side caught red-handed, doing something which has every appearance of being self-dealing. So they all leapt on it. And Republicans, consultants whisper in their ears, you need to get on the right side of the press on this issue. So they do. So I am not entirely convinced that any of this is driven by principle. No matter what they say in their statements, it's all driven by how does this move the poll? How does this affect the polls? How does this affect the election? What about me? They don't care about Phil Hamilton as much as they've done with him, worked with him. He's been their friends. They're worried about themselves.
That's
how politics works, and it's a sad and ugly thing. But like the old saying is, if you want a friend in politics, get a dog.
Norm Leahy is a graduate of the Political Leaders Program at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia, class of 2006, and he is with tertiumquids.org. Norm, you also pointed out in your blog post you wrote recently that it's a little strange to see the McDonald campaign scolding somebody for ethical behavior because of the concerns that their affiliations have raised as well.
Yes, I did find that rather hypocritical, because the McDonald's people said that elected officials have to keep the highest ethical standards in order to maintain the public trust, and yet on his own payroll, there are folks who have questions going back to this Faith and Family Alliance thing back in 2000, 2001, which was essentially a shell organization used to funnel money from Jack Abramoff to Ralph Reed. It did nothing else. And these people are now working for McDonald. They worked for him back in 2005 as well. He did legal work for them. And yet here he is calling on Phil Hamilton, who obviously has done something that has every appearance of being wrong. He's calling on him to leave, but Bob still keeps these people close to him who did some pretty shady things themselves. And quite honestly, Goy, if people want to go around asking legislators or demanding, rather, that they resign for appearances of impropriety and you know, cutting corners here and there, I seriously doubt you'd be able to have a quorum in January. I really do.
So here's my two questions for you, Norm. You think Phil Hamilton will resign? What's going to happen with him? And the second one is, do you think that this story has legs? I mean, the Democrats sure hope it does, but I wonder if it really does. You think this is going to last past Labor Day?
I seriously doubt it. I mean, quite honestly, look at the what they're talking about right now. The latest issue du jour are the attack ads running on television right now. That's what the campaigns are talking about. Ted Kennedy's death blew pretty much everything else off the political headlines. So I think in some ways Hamilton caught a break in that the heat is off of him temporarily. I don't think that unless something else comes out, something else that's quite damning, I think he will resist the calls to resign. As he said, he will. He's not going to resign, and he'll have to face his voters. And I think they will issue the appropriate verdict. Now, if you give me three or four other legislators doing the same kind of thing, then you've got an issue with legs.
Yeah, yeah. But one delegate appearance of impropriety does not an election necessarily make.
Well, yeah, and even if you run around right now and you poll people, have you heard about Phil Hamilton's story? And they'll probably think of, Dorothy Hamill or something like that. The name sounds vaguely familiar, but wasn't he an ice skater? You know, it will not stick in their mind.
And do you think, Norm, we're talking with Norm Leahy of tertiumquids.org, do you think it also has something to do with the fact that when people hear, oh, a member of the Virginia General Assembly trying to get somebody money in exchange for a job, well, don't they all do that? I mean, isn't this, in America, we've gotten used to these kinds of stories coming out of our, out of our governments, wherever they are, federal, state, local, of people using their power in government to enrich themselves personally.
Well, because they're like bank robbers. They rob banks because that's where the money is. And you're right, and it's quite sad that people hear these stories and think, oh, well, that's just business as usual.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you break that. I know that there have been some calls, I've seen them in my local newspaper here, that, well, to prevent things like this in the future, we need to just raise their pay. And if we paid legislators more, we could avoid improprieties like this in the future. I think that's insane.
Right.
That's like throwing money down a rat hole. And actually, it's a definition of an insanity. If you want to get worse results, keep throwing money at it. I think, really, the only way you prevent things like this from happening is you rein in the power of government. The reason that Hamilton was able to apparently, let's give him the benefit of the doubt, wrangle this job for himself is because he was able to steer state money to Old Dominion University. So, you know, if the state doesn't have the power to do that kind of stuff, he doesn't have the opportunity to wrangle a job on top of it.
Yeah. Another way you can do it as well is to make an example of him.
Well, and that's what some people want to do.
Yeah, yeah. And just let, you know, set the example for others who will follow that we as a Commonwealth aren't going to stand for this kind of stuff.
Well, and I think that's why it's kind of important, actually, to let his voters have the final say on this. Because in some ways, if the legislator or whomever decides, well, I'm going to resign, I've been pushed out, what you do is you, people are left hanging. There is no final act to the whole thing. And in some ways, being thrown out of office, especially in Hamilton's case, he's been there over 21 years, if the voters decide to toss him out, that's probably the most damning verdict that you can get, because your own people said, well, okay, thanks for everything, but bye.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. And for folks who don't know this guy, he's from Tidewater, he's really one of the top five most powerful Republicans in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
So this
Absolutely.
Is really an amazing story, to see somebody with this kind of clout, this kind of power, not only apparently doing what he did, getting public money in exchange for a job. And we should say it was a part-time job. Didn't have to do much work for like $40,000 a year. Really, in many ways, it was just free money that he was adding to his annual salary. Not only that, but to see his friends sort of throwing him under the bus, saying, you got to go, buddy.
Well, and it's the other thing you have to think about, too. We have candidates for statewide office running around right now. They all, in theory, hold jobs. How much work are they actually doing every day? I know that both Creed Eads and Bob McDonald are lawyers. How many hours are they billing during a day while they're campaigning? Not many, but I bet they're still drawing paychecks. Now, does that rise to the level of self-dealing? No. Is it kind of sleazy? Well, yeah. They're getting paid for campaigning. I wish I could get a gig like that.
Hey, Norm, before I let you go, we're up against the clock here, but I did want to ask you, has Tertium Quid's taken a stance on the healthcare debate, healthcare reform in America?
Yeah, we want people to die in a ditch, but no, seriously. we're not very keen at all on the government's, on the bills that are moving through Congress right now. We think that they are potentially destructive, not only to the free enterprise system, but to individual liberty as well. And so we are working night and day, hammers and tongs, to oppose it.
Check them out online, tertiumquids.org. It's T-E-R-T-I-U-M, quids, Q-U-I-D-S, all one word, tertiumquids.org. Norm, always great to have you on the program. Let's do it again soon.
You bet, Coy. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.